This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. There's music through the night with me, John Shea, from 12:30. But now at 11 o'clock, it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Lucas Santana with Natureza No. 1 in Mi Mayor. It's from his debut album Sem Nostalgia, on which he happily and entrancingly goes about the deconstruction of the guitar and vocal brand of bossa that has been a delicious trademark of Brazilian music for the last half century. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction, and I'll be playing more from that new school Tropicália warrior this week, along with some other bubbling rhythmic highlights from Brazil. But first, a track from Björk's first new studio CD for 4 years, Biophilia. I saw an early version of the touring show. It's a sumptuous mix of naivety and ingenuity, her amazing voice and unfeasibly large wig, a 21-strong Icelandic women's choir, dazzling visuals, more newly invented instruments than you've any right to expect, and more portentous narration from David Attenborough than you could fit in the Natural History Museum. But I digress. It's released later this month, and the remix tracks are already in orbit. Here's Matthew Herbert's remix number 2 of Cosmogony.
Heaven's body. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Day is a breaking in my soul. And where are our dear fathers? Oh, where are our dear fathers?
Day is a breaking in my soul. And where are our dear mothers? Oh, in my
stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Day is a breaking in my soul.
Abigail Washburn. For me, she was one of the artists who walked on water at WOMAD this year, not least because of her pairing of banjo and Fender Rhodes. Not the most common duo instrumentation on the block, I'm sure you'll agree. And then there's that voice, which you just heard on a traditional song called Bright Morning Stars, with Kai Welch harmonising, Annalisa Tornfelt on fiddle, and Yilki Mbatu Bargan from Chinese band Hangai providing the throat singing that was way back in the mix. Now, what has Brazilian singer and composer Caetano Veloso ever done for us, apart from being one of the originators of rebel Tropicália music 40 years ago? Oh, and creating 40 years of memorable music. And you'd have to add, discovering the magic of the otherworldly voice that is Virginia Rodriguez.
pescador não vá pra pesca, pescador não vá pescar, pescador não vá pra pesca, que é noite de temporal. Pescador não vá pra pesca, pescador não vá pescar, pescador não vá pra pesca, que é noite de temporal. Pescador se vá pra pesca na noite de temporal. A mãe se senta na areia esperando ele voltar. Pescador se vá pra pesca na noite de temporal. A mãe se senta na areia.
field recordings from Pagham Harbour in Sussex, and what might well be deconstructed dubstep, combining to create the gorgeous sound of Wanderlust by Gagarin. It's off his new album Biophilia, which might well benefit from sharing the same name as a new opus from Björk. Good thinking. Gagarin, by the way, is not the first man in space reincarnated and getting involved with the Moog. It's the alter ego of Graham Dowdle, who's collaborated with everyone from Nico to Roshi, whilst breaking new ground in developing the musical talents of students with special needs. Another mode of musical education is to just grow up in the right family at the right time, because musical talent does, for some reason, often flower in family dynasties. Mind you, Vieux Farquhar Touré became a musician originally against the wishes of his father, the late great Malian blues master Ali Farquhar Touré. Here's Vieux blending and bridging musical generations by reworking a recording of his father carving out a classic Farquhar Touré blues riff made shortly before his death. So where does Ali end and Vieux begin? That's the secret.
Thank you.
That's what I call an ending. Data.syntax. Minimalist electronica master Ryoji Ikeda exploiting what his publicist calls the causality of sound with human perception. Really? Whatever. It seems to hit the spot for me on repeated listenings, and when I played it at the Latitude Festival back in July, many a happy camper stopped by a smiling and a waving to the throbbing sounds of funky techno art. More applied techno in a moment, with a subtle tune called Idle Hands from Stockholm duo Roll the Dice, who refreshingly bring analogue instruments back into the electronic arena. But first, the human voice, represented by Fiona McKenzie. She has a multi-award-winning reputation as the most compelling of contemporary Gaelic singers. Prepare to be transported. Anne Rowan.
Vashin kolvach vaishe efudach chitan buam en shin hyaun dai egra evele fir gun kualu guvel dagel kialali Pasig tradje vuain Fach min krie vageri Nam vraljach riapje vua Is hurt mi ha mi kinjach Karshon buvria gevuam Kemer is men ye him kun go ach king en ren a glek a hath kun bedin yars kun kurin ye gu kyal ach na mo fok Chad gav mi shepas kran kesi Nekin chrwainys bain Es kymer sien fech dŵr iagam Ri en dŵai siwr yn dain Chad o len mi ach en liech rion Fegiason hyr am hwa Es kymer sien
einer Delikatessen. Vor 30 Tuller und Plenty zu fressen. Die Balle, wo es promised me a real gedille. Instead of gedille, I catched me a killer. You load 16 tons of hard salami. Corn beef, roll beef, and hot pastrami. I huck around everything gets to essen. I owe my nishumi to the delicatessen. I was born one morning and I gave a geschrei. My mishpuchi was happy, it was a holiday.
Good job, Jim.
I wanted my bottle, I felt real chipper. I didn't get nothing cause it was Yom Kippur. 16 tons, all kinds smoked fishes. Latkes, blintzes und heiße knishes. Oh Lord, ich nehme schnell to the promised land. A fire auf dem Boss soll werden verbrennt. Tate und Mame, they wanted a baby. A girl for sure, or a boy chick maybe. When Papi saw me, he said, Noise, watch this. She said, call the oil, there's gonna be a breeze. You load 16 tons of bourbon pitcher. Kishki, pap, and haliva. To eat a piece kishki, you must have koich. Just like a stain, it lays in your boyer. Ich hab it schwer, just like a Jürg, who gets a vacation, a nichtiger Tag. A finstere Leben, I'm telling you boys, comes Pesach time, there's no bread in the hoys. You load 16 tons of leckeren Tegel. Harry, Miss Lily, stuffed Hazel and Bagel. Genick zu schleppen, just like a Pferd. Ihr sagt zu mir, Menschen, ist Tegen Brett.
Mickey Katz there, koshering Merle Travis' country classic, 16 tons, and earning a hernia rather than glory working in the delicatessen. Mickey was a clarinet and sax player and a graduate from the satirical jazz school of Spike Jones and his City Slickers. He recorded some priceless collections of klezmer-soaked Yiddish versions of chart hits through the 1950s, and that's the way that some of us first experienced the joys of klezmer music, on those short instrumental breaks between jokes. Time to explore rather a different tradition. The introit from the Mass for the Requiem of Anne of Brittany, the much-loved Queen of France. In fact, she was loved so much that she became queen twice in succession, as successive wife to Charles VIII and his next in line, Louis XII. Let's not dwell on that, Hamlet, but on the music of Antoine de Favin, performed by Dulce Memoir, directed by Denis Razin d'Adre. Eternal rest give unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them.
Oh.
Where do you live? Is central Glasgow?
Near Martin Paul, but
well, I don't know. Sorry, so that's not used to me.
It's okay.
I mean, I can give you.
I just need to be home for six.
Won't be far. All right. Well, I can't do that.
No. I mean, I can get a train.
Beware the Lang Village loon. Holy Lionsy lonely, oh, with his one eye black and his one eye brown. Say lonely, oh. Well, he feathered his sister's near sanction. Holy lion, say lonely, oh. Withered and wretched, we call her doom. Holy lion, say lonely, oh. Well, she comes to the window. Inside it. Holy lion, say lonely, oh. buckle and reed and stout. Holy lion, sail on me, oh. And she shows us all her maiden and she laughs my name. Holy lion, sail on me, oh. I'm feared o' the beast and I run away. Holy lion, sail on me, oh. He comes on his bike and he takes your wife. Holy lion, sail on me, oh. It's Hawk McGandy, oh, blunt your life. Oh, holy lion, sail on. And the eye gets away, cause the eye kens nothing. Holy lion, sail on me, oh. It's cock the size of a heathen bodkin. Holy lion, sail on.
Beware, Beware, by Alastair Roberts and James Yorkston. A song that I think is about all kinds of paranoia, and then some. They wrote it for the First Edition Project, an album of songs that emerged from a rather intensive writing workshop on the themes of mental health and well-being. It took place in a remote Perthshire farmhouse back in February 2010, which meant that the assembled artists had to wrestle with the miseries of winter as well as sanity, madness and chord changes. Alastair Roberts apparently escaped after only a day, though he did manage to co-create two songs in that time. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. Check the Radio 3 web pages for a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight, and if you want to listen again, the programme's available online for the next 7 days. Last month, you may have heard Fiona play a track from the soundtrack of Black Goddess, a film shot by Nigerian director Ola Balogun in Brazil in 1978. My choice is the title track, Black Goddess. Like the rest of the soundtrack, it was composed by Remy Kabaka, who was everywhere on the UK rock scene in the early 70s. Stevie Winwood, Ginger Baker, Paul McCartney, he played with them all. And you'll hear that he knew a lot about Afrobeat as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounding very Sun Ra like there, the title track of the soundtrack for the Ola Balogun film Black Goddess. Composed by Remy Kabaka, recorded in Lagos, it featured Remy himself on drums, Dele Okwonkwo on saxes, Biddy Wright on bass, and Yoni Hastrup from the Afro-rock band Mono Mono on keyboards. Chopin's Nocturne in E-flat seems to be following me around. A few weeks ago, I played an arrangement for piano and cello, but here's the original, performed by Stephen Huff.
Tonight outside my heart is lonesome for the only one I love. When shall I see her? Oh, no, never till we meet in heaven above. So she me. Oh, how could I believe it untrue? Until an angel softly whispered she could never care for you. God, where can she be? She's gone a courting with another and no longer cares for me. So bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree. So she
Chris Thiele and Michael Days with the Carter Family song Bury Me Beneath the Willow. You can catch up with them in Liverpool this Saturday the 17th or Sheffield this Sunday the 18th of September, and Chris joins Brad Meldow for a rather special concert at Wigmore Hall in London this Friday the 16th of September. But here on Late Junction, we're close to reaching the end of the programme. I'll be back tomorrow, but I'm going to leave you tonight with some trance music from Balochistan, featuring Abdul Rahman Surazehi on Benju, a variety of hammered dulcimer, and Ramzan Balach on Sarud, a Balochistani fiddle with a skin soundboard, which is a close cousin to the Afghan rabab or the Indian sarangi. This is a medley of three songs, Allahu, Kalanda Imad Aya, and K Mastan Kalanda. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, where Schumann and Mendelssohn are in the spotlight in these first 2 hours. You can hear Mendelssohn's second string quartet starting just before 2 o'clock. Before that, a Schumann recital given on this very day last year in Serbia by some promising young pianists. And first, Sara Vujadinovic, then aged only 19, plays the later revised version of Schumann's Opus 13. What he originally called his Études Symphoniques are here renamed Studies in the Form of Variations. An even earlier possible title had referred to Schumann's two imaginary characters, the outgoing Florestan and the more introspective Eusebius, but in both versions, it's Florestan who dominates.